Good Vach Rabosa, today's daf is Shabbos daf Kuf Vav. We are holding here at the bottom of Kuf Hey Amud Beis, the very, very last line. We had been mentioning a bunch of different stuff, but one thing that we talked about was different responses to Misa. If a person is in a room when someone passes away, Chas Shalom, or he hears about another Kosher who passes away, or a Talmud Chacham, etc., etc. So along those lines, we're on the last line here. Amar Bichia Bar Abba, Amar Biyochanan. Echad min ha'achim shemes. If one of a bunch of brothers passes away, yidagu kol ha'achim kulan. All of the brothers should be nervous. Rashi says he's yiru min ha'misa. Right, you should be careful. It's a time of judgment for that, not only that person but that group. And similarly, echad min bnei chabura. If you have one of a bunch of friends, a bunch of people, let's say, learn together, whatever, shemes who passes away, tida kol chabura kula, the whole chabura, the whole group of friends or whatever, or chaverim, should be nervous. Amrila, some people say it's the meis gadol. We're talking about when the biggest, the greatest one of the group passed away. Right, Rashi says, yesh lidog hol v'shilta midas hadin v'rosh habayis, since the Midas Hadin has been taken hold of the great one, the greatest one in the group. So everyone else should be nervous. And some people say no, even if the smallest one passes away, Rachman al Tzlan, as the Gemara says, Rashi says over here, that this is Gemara and Brachos that we learned towards the end of the Masechta, Bekilkula Maschilim in Akatan. Whenever you have disaster or bad things, that usually starts with the youngest, with the littlest, so or the smallest. So the person should also be nervous in that scenario. Okay. Call makalkalin paturin. We had said in the Mishnah that, again, malachas are constructive acts. And therefore, if you do something, a malacha that is makalkal, that is destructive, so then you are pater. So, Tani Rabbi Avo, Kamed Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Avo said the following in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Call makalkalin paturin. Yeah, all the malachas are, if you do them makalkal, if you do destructively, so then you're going to be pater. Chutz, except for chovel umavir. So chovel is wounding or injuring, and mavir is burning. Not mavir dalaramos, but mavir is beis ayin, not aleph beis. Is going to be burning something, right? Because those are destructive acts, and therefore they are inherently you are chaya for doing them destructively. Amar le Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, "What are you talking about? Puk tani levra. Go teach that outside." Chovel umavir, eno mishana. Eno, those two are not taught. Meaning, don't tell me that those are, that's not true. Meaning, kol makalkin paturin, period. Not chutz mechovel umavir. Kol makal, anything that is destructive is potter, period. Don't give me those exceptions. Vim tamalor mishana, if you want to tell me that, yeah, they were taught, so then it's only in a case where chovel b'tzarech lekalvo umavir b'tzarech la'afro. It's only in a case where it is constructive in some scenario, where chovel, you wound something, but you need lekalvo, you need the blood for, or you need the blood, mistama, for your dog. And maver, burning, you need the ashes. But don't tell me that anything that is destructive is going to be chayiv, right? Those two are not chayiv if they are destructive. So the Gemara says, vanantan kol makalkin paturin. Now the Gemara asks on Rabbi Avo, right? What didn't our Mishnah say that anything that is makalkel is potter? So what do you mean, except for chovel amavir? So the Gemara says, masnis and Rabbi Yehuda, b'raisa Rabbi Shimon. So yeah, so our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that all makalkel is potter, and the b'raisa is Rabbi Shimon that says that all makalkel is potter, except for chovel umavir. Question is, what is this machlokes? And if you look at Rashi over here, so Rashi writes, if you look at Masnis and Rabbi Yehuda, the Islam Makalka Bechabura Potter, and this is the kicker, Velo Isfarish Hecha. Rashi says, I have no idea where this Machlokas is. Veli Nira, and it seems to me that this is the Machlokas of Melacha Shen Tzricha Lagufa. The Masnis and Rabbi Yehuda, he, the Omar Melacha Shen Tzricha Lagufa, Chayev Alea. Why does that, what does that have to do with anything? Hilkach, therefore, the Chiyuva de Chuvel. When you tell, if Malka Shein Tzricha Lagufa is Chayiv, so you're going to need, like Rabbi Yochanan said, some constructive act to be Chayiv for Chovel Amavir. The Chovel Tzarech LeKalvo, Amavir B'Tzarech LeAfro, Meshkachos Lo. The Afal Pidim Mekalkel Hu Leitzu Malacha Atzma, here's the key line, even though that the actual act is Mekalkel, Mitaken Hu Eitzel Acherim. There's some sort of Tikkun that you're doing. So inachinami, the malachas enotzuch legufa is chayiv, but you need some sort of tikkun etzel achirim. Ula Rabbi Yehuda ki haygavna malachahu mishum tikkun achirim. Right, according to Rabbi Yehuda, this malacha is considered a malacha because there's some sort of tikkun for others outside of the actual act that you're doing. Have a makalkal ve'inu matakin, but if you do something that's completely destructive and it's not, you know, matakin at all, so then potter. Okay, and then if you just skip to Rashi over here, the second Rashi here, Bryce Rabbi Shimon, he, Damar Malach Shein Tzuch Lagufa Pater Alea. So what about Mavir and Chovel? So Hilkach, Ein Lecha Chovel Mavir Shein Mekalkel. If you're telling me Malach Shein Tzuch Lagufa is Pater, so there is no case of Chovel or Mavir that is going to be Chayiv. Afilu Mavir Eitzim Lekadero Mekalkel Hu Eitzala Eitzim. Because Rabbi Yehuda focuses on the malacha and its surrounding effects. Meaning, if you have some sort of tikkun for achirim, Rabbi Yehuda will say you're chayef. But Rabbi Shimon says malacha shen zuk l'guf for the potter. Any time you do a malacha that is mekalkel, right? Mekalkel hu leitzel la'etzim. As Rashi says, the malacha itself is going to be mekalkel and you're going to be potter. Umam mitakin leitzel achirim. What is tikkun? So Rabbi Shimon lo chashiv that malacha shen zuk l'gufahi. It must be, since your whole malacha shen tzuch legufa is potter, and you focus on the actual act, the actual maisa that you're doing, without concern for other tikkunim that you may have as a result of that. So anytime you burn something or you injure somebody, even if you need that for some other outside reason, that action is going to be potter. They're actually going to be caught. So it must be that the Brisa, according to Rabbi Shimon, yeah, those acts are inherently destructive, and therefore you're going to be chayiv for them, even though they're inherently destructive. Well, that's what Rabbi Yavo taught in front of Rabbi Yochanan, that everything that is destructive is potter, except for these two inherently destructive malachos. Tosos on the bottom here, literally the last line of the Tosos on the Amud, doesn't like this. He says, I don't know what you're talking about. He has a whole discourse over here. And basically, Tosos says, what is this machlokas, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda? Tosos says, it's this machlokas. It's the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon found here. Right? Rashi says, I don't know where this machlokas is. Well, Tosos, I'm telling you where this machlokas is. It's on Daf Kuf Vav in Shabbos. And it's the last line of Tosas. Tzarech lomar da'ach pukta de'mekalka b'chabura kabbalah ha'isa b'yadam. It must be that this is a kabbalah that they had in their hands. That, right, Rabbi Yavo holds like Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Right, not in terms of shem tzuch l'gufa, but it has to be that this is a machlokas about mekalkel, that they kabbalah ha'isa b'yadam. This is the machlokas, right? It's just simply a machlokas that the Gemara quotes. That's not recorded elsewhere, but okay, that's the sheet. All right, either way, fine. So this is Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. The Gemara says, "My time at Rabbi Shimon." Again, Rabbi Shimon holds the Kol Makalkalim Baturin except for Chovel Amavir, and Rabbi Yehuda holds Kol Makalkalim Baturin. Period. So, well, my time at Rabbi Shimon. Where does Rabbi Shimon get this from? May the Yitzchak Kra the Mishra Mila. Right, again, it does make sense a little bit according to Tosos, because the Hemshech of the Gemara says, where did Rabbi Shimon get this from? So the Gemara does not say, right? The Gemara says all the time. We already quoted a bunch of times when the Gemara says, well, Malach Shein Tzuch L'Gufa, Malach Shein Tzuch L'Gufa, according to Rabbi Shimon, is Chayev, Rabbi Yehuda is Potter. Other way around. Rabbi Shimon is Potter, Rabbi Yehuda is Chayev. The Gemara doesn't say anything about Malach Shein Tzuch L'Gufa. It goes on to talk about, as you'll see, Mila and killing a Bas Kohen and Sreifa and stuff. So if the Machokas was Malach Shein Tzuch L'Gufa, why didn't the Gemara just say it? So it does seem to inherently not, you know, completely prove Tosos Shita, but it does seem to be a kash on Rashi. But either way, Gemara says, my time with Rabbi Shimon. What's his logic? Because the Pasuk needed to tell you the Mishra Mila, to tell you that Mila is Mutter on Shabbos. Rashi quotes the Drasha, the Pasuk says, Uvayom HaShemini, the word Bayom is extra to tell me that even on if the eighth day is Shabbos, so you do the Mila. So the fact that the Torah had to tell me that, hachovel ba'amachayev, apparently, what do you see? That causing a wound, an injury on a baby and also on other people, in general, is chayev. Aye, so the pasuk tells me that a Mila is mutter, even though you might have thought that it was chayev. Umin da'asura, so that's by chovel. What about mavir? What about burning? So umin da'asura, achmara havara gali bas kohen. Rashi says that the Gemara, it seems to be a misprint. The Mishnah says, L'kaman b'perika, Rabbi Eliezer, but actually, the Mishnah of Hashas changed it to the Gemara at the beginning of Yivamos. But either way, the Pasuk says, what is the Pasuk over there? That a Bas Kohen who is Mizana, that cheats on her husband, she gets Srefa. And the Pasuk says that we do not do Srefa on Shabbos. We don't put anybody to death on Shabbos. But where is that? I don't know. I don't see that here in Rashi. I'm not sure exactly what the pasuk and what the drush is. But the Gemara over there in Yavama says that we don't do Srefa on Shabbos. Now, Srefa did not entail, as people may have a misnomer, did not entail burning someone at the stake. I mean, that was a Christian thing. That's not what Am Yisrael does. Instead, the punishment of Srefa is burning. You take hot molten lead and you pour it down someone's throat, and they die instantly. So the burning, the Havara, what do? It's not burning the person, it's lighting the... How do you get hot molten lead? Well, you have to light it on fire. So that's the Havara. So the fact that the Torah said you're not allowed to do Havara, you're not allowed to do Srefa by a Bas Kohen on Shabbos, so Shmamina Maver Be'al Machayev, apparently you might have thought that burning the lead, right, would be chayiv in general. So the fact that the Torah has to tell me, that it's usher, you might have thought that you, wait a second, hold on. Right, sorry, so it's a bit of an opposite drasha, meaning they had to tell me that Mila was mutter because the default position is that Chovel is usher. But when the Torah tells us that ushering, you're not allowed to put a bas kohen to death, you're not allowed to do strafe on Shabbos, so even though that's a destructive act, and you might have thought it was putter, so you see from there that in fact you would be chayv. Okay, the Mestama, that's Rabbi Yehuda, doesn't like that so much. Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda, hasam etakenu. Rabbi Yehuda says, what are you talking about? In both cases, there is some sort of tikkun. Again, this is the actual machlokas, right? Rabbi Yehuda will apply a tikkun, something that is constructive, even though the act itself is inherently destructive. There's an outside constructive result, and therefore that is significant. Rabbi Shimon says the outside constructive result is not relevant. But Rabbi Yehuda says, no, that's matakenu. Kedir Ravashi, Dam Ravashi, Mali Lutaken Mila, Mali Lutaken Kli. What's its difference when you are matakin a person by giving him a Mila, or be matakin a Kli? Right, there would be Mitak Tikkun Kli, for sure, Asr. Mali Lavashal Psila, Mali Lavashal Samamanim. What is the difference between burning a wick, right, to make the lead, right, if you can imagine the lead, to heat the lead to make molten lead, and what's the difference between cooking Samanim, cooking dyes that was done in the Mishkan? Right, there is no difference. So the Torah answers that, the Torah needs to tell you that that is going to be Asr. Okay, fine. Okay, there's a lot going on over here, but let's go a little bit later. Shir HaMalabim, we said the amount of doing Libud and all those other Malachos is the distance between your finger and your pointer and your middle finger. Shav Yosef Machui Kaful and Rabbi Chia Bar Ami Machui Poshut. So they demonstrated the shiurim as delineated in the previous Mishnah, either double the length between your middle finger and your pointer finger, or the actual length when you stretch them apart. Okay, a new Mishnah, different topic now. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Hatzad Tzipor L'Migdal. Tzad, trapping. If you trap a bird in a Migdal is not necessarily a tower, but here it means some sort of closet, cabinet type situation. Utsvila bais, so you trap a deer into a house, you're going to be chayim. Chachamim omrim, the chachamim say, yeah, I'll give you the bird. Tzipor the migdal, that's fine. But tzvila gina ulachatzer ulabivrin chayim. But even if you trap a deer, they're more machmir, that even if you trap a deer not only into a house, but even into a garden or a backyard or some sort of gated area, so then you're going to be chayim. Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, lo kol habivrin shavrin, that all of these gated areas, not these enclosures, are not necessarily equal. It's a klal. This is the rule. Mechusar tzeda potter. If it's lacking, what's it called? If it is lacking tzeda is trapping. So if it's still missing some sort of aspect of trapping, meaning, and we'll see exactly what that means, but if you still need to do some more trapping, to keep it inside, then you're going to be potter. But she'enu mechusar, but if you trap it completely and it's not lacking any trapping whatsoever, so then you're going to be chayav. So the Gemara says like this: Tanan Hashem. We learned that Mishnah. This Mishnah is in Beitza. Ain sudden dugin, right? Even though, again, just on Yomtif, so obviously there's a son called Halat and Malachos Ochol Nefesh, that is mutter, you're allowed to do Malachos that will help you prepare food on Yomtif. Right? Not all Malachos, but okay, this is discarded. That's a lot of the Masechta over there. So the Gemara says like this: what about trapping? So the Mishnah says in Beitza, Ain sudden dugin min avivrin be Yomtif, Ain sudden, no snake from Amazonos. And you can't trap fish from a pond on Yantif, and you can't give them food. Why not? So Rashi says, they're when fish are in water, since they can squirm out of any trap that you set, so they're not considered trapped, and therefore you're not allowed to feed them, Rashi says, because they're muktzah. And a person, as the Gemara says in Beitza, a couple of places, that you're not allowed to put in a lot of effort to do something on Shabbos. Extraneous effort is unnecessary, and since they're muksa, to feed these fish, that's an extra amount of effort that you're not supposed to be really exerting on Yontif. Could be a violation of Shabbos. Okay, either way, fine. They know some of the fine. Aval tzadin, but you are allowed to trap chayav oaf, right? A bird and a wild animal. A chaya usually is not a cow, not a sheep, but let's say a deer, for example, like we said in the Mishnah. Vin knows some of the mizonos, and you are allowed to give them food because they're not muktzah, because you're allowed to trap them and therefore eat them. And therefore, it's not muktzah, and you're allowed to put the effort into feeding it. Or minhu, hold on, I'll ask you a question. Bivrin shel chayas v'shel ofas v'shel dagim. If you have these enclosures, these gated areas for chayos, ofos, dagim, ein sadim mehem beyamtif, ein nos nelefneim mezonos, you're not allowed to trap them, and you're not allowed to give them food. So kasha chaya chaya, kasha ofos ofos. So that's a kasha, which what we just learned in the Mishnah and Beitza. So Gemara says, okay, bishlama chaya chaya lo kasha, there's no problem, no stira, but with the chayas, with the animal, wild animals, harabiyu the harabonon. That's a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan. That's what we had in our Mishnah. The Rabbi Yehuda, right, and the Rabbanan, it depends on how big, well, where the enclosure is. Rabbi Yehuda required it to be into a house. And the Chachamim say, no, you can even, if they're in a gate, if they're in a gated area, in your backyard, that's already considered trapping. Ela ofos, ofos, kasha, but they both agree that driving the birds into, let's say, some sort of closet or cabinet, That's gonna be trapping. So why we have a stira in the Mishnah and the Braisa, where the Mishnah had said that it's mutter to do so, and the Braisa said it was aser. So v'chitema ofos ofos nami lokashin. If you tell me that there's no difference, ha biber makora, ha biber imr makora, that maybe you'll tell me that in one case it was there a roof on the place where you trapped the bird, and another place in the Braisa there was no roof. So he says, one second, about bais makora who. A house is roofed. Uvein Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan Sipor LeMigdal in Labayis Lo. But Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan both agree that if you trap a bird in a closet, that's one thing. But in a house, that's not considered trapping. So you can't tell me that the case is whether there's a roof or not. That can't be the difference between the Mishnah and the Braisa. So Rav Baravuna Hacha Betzipor Dror Eskinan. We're dealing with a dror bird. If Yishayin Mekabelos Marus, and it doesn't accept, not bitter, but a master. It does not allow anybody to take care of it. Right? It's the only thing. It's a very wild bird. It won't accept any quote unquote master. And therefore, when the Mishnah said that you need to trap a bird in a house, that's not a tzipor dror. But the Braisa that said that you're not allowed to trap them. So and Enos no the Amazonos, that's the Tzipor drawer, this one that you can't really trap so easily. Okay. The Tana of the Rabbi Shma, Lama Nikra Shma Tzipor drawer, why do we call it a drawer bird? Mabnation Dara Babayas Ki Be Sadeva, because it lives in a house, just like in the field, right? It runs around what's it called? And you can't really get to it, and therefore it's muktzah. And you can't trap it, you shouldn't feed it. So the Braisa and the Mishnah talking about Yontif, we're talking about regular birds. Right? That's totally fine. But the Mishnah says that the Mishnah, when it says it's mutter to take the birds, that's Mishnah Beitza, that's talking about a regular bird with a roof. And the Braisa is talking about where there is no roof. So the Gemara says, Hashas, because you can also, if you're telling me that's the difference, so now you have no problem with the animals, it could be that simply you're talking about a big enclosure and a small enclosure. Right? If you're telling me that there's a difference between the Braisa, right, it's not really part of the Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan, so you don't need to go and come out to that Machlokas. It could just be different cases. You don't have to tell me it's a Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham like we had in the Mishnah. It's just different cases where one enclosure is big and one enclosure is small. So Gemara says, well, Heichidami Biber Gadol, Heichidami Biber Katan. Well, give me guidelines here. What's big and what's small? When are you Chai? When are you Potter? What's going on over here? So Rav Ashi, call Heichidu Roid Basrei, Matulei Bechad, Shichaya biber katan. In any case where you can chase a right to basra, you can run after the animal. But mortli b'chad shicha, you can get it with one kind of jump. So that's going to be a biber katan. That's going to be a small animal. There's a girsa somewhere on the Gemara where we take out one of them, one of those details. Because think about it: if you run after the animal and can get it in a single jump. Well, those are contradictory, right? Is it either one or the other? If you can get in a single jump, you don't need to run after it. If you can run after it, you probably can't get the animal in a single jump. So, okay, but either way. But I forget, this is, where does that take me here? Okay, either way. But that's, okay, so one or the other, Kondra Rashi. V'idach biber gadol, and anything bigger than that is going to be a big enclosure. Inami, or another answer. Kol hecha de nafil tula baksala ma'adadi, where the tula, where the shade of a wall can fall on the other, when the sun obviously shines from that side, so that's a biber katan. But other ones, v'idach biber gadol. Anything that's bigger than that, if the shade of the walls can't reach the other side, that's a bigger one. V'inami, I'm not sure what that has to do with anything. Okay, that seems to be the shear for trapping. I guess it should also depend on which animal we're talking about, but okay. Right, you're talking about a chaya, an animal in terms of work. And I guess the last answer over here, v'inami, kol echad aleka uktze uktze, any place that doesn't have small corners, right, where the animal can kind of get to, so then that's a biber katan. But if it does have, areas for the animal to run away from, that is biber gadol. I have over here that, basically, the Maisa, it Kohen Ben Yochanan all over here. I forget where it is. I don't think it's on this stuff. I think it's on the next stuff. Because already if you see that Ben Yochanan keeps on going, it's a little bit behind here because he's already talking about Sir Shir Hamalav in Tzemer towards the end of the Yomad. But if I'm not mistaken, I can't find it right now. But Ben Yochanan says this is just guidelines, meaning it just depends on what animal you're talking about, how big the thing is, can it escape? But the Maisa, the bottom line is that if the animal, as we said in the Mishnah, needs any more trapping, so then that's a small enclosure, and if it does need more trapping, that's a big enclosure. Okay, either way, Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, I'm talking about Rav Shimon Gamliel Shita. That's the klal. Not all fenced in areas are the same. Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Halacha Rav Shimon Gamliel. No, that's the halacha. Amalei Abai, halacha, makhlal de pligi. Abai says, well, that implies that everybody argues on it. And we just said at the end of this Gemara, right, like we just explained, that seems to be how we resolve the mission of the Braisa. That's everybody seems to agree to that shita. So Amalei, my nafka lachamina, who cares? What are you giving me problems for? Rav Yosef said, what are you giving me kashas? What's the difference? Either halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel, or halacha is like everybody. So Amalei, Abai said to him, fascinating answer. Gemara Gamor Zimurasote. What, you telling me that the Gemara is just a song? You can just rattle off and say like whatever you want? You don't need to say make these declarations, right? If it's not true. Right? Rashi says, Omer Hashmua Bizmira Ba'alma Balatorach, you're gonna tell me you can say something alpi halacha that's not necessary? Right? Tell me if the halacha is like this guy, that needs to imply that people argue on him. Otherwise, tell me the halacha is like the Rabbanan. Or this is the halacha. You don't need to say the halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel if people don't argue on it. All right, fascinating. But either way, that seems to be the general consensus. Tanu Rabban, Hatzad Tzvi Suma V'yashin. Let's say you trap a blind deer and a sleeping deer. So then, in that case, you're going to be chayiv because it was not trapped already. But obviously, if you trap something that's already trapped, you're not going to be chayiv. But if it's lame or old or sick, so then potter, because it's already considered trapped. What's the difference? So we said back to him, honey avidi l'ribuye, honey lo avidi l'ribuye. Apparently, a deer that is blind and sleeping, so it can sense someone coming and will run away. But the other ones, they're unable to run away, and therefore they're already considered trapped, and you'll be potter for trapping them. That a sick deer, you're going to be chayev for trapping. So Rav Sheshi is lokasha, it depends on what kind of illness. Haba chola machmas ishto, haba chola machmas uvtzana. Ishta is where it is. What's the difference? I think it means a fever, that it's sick, but it still can run away. But uvtzana means it's too tired to even run away, or too exhausted to even run away. Therefore, it's already considered trapped, and then when you trap it, you are potter. All right. Tana Rabban Vilenter Abaisa Hatsad Chol Govim Gozim Tzirim VeYitushim B'Shabbos. If you trap bugs, different grasshoppers, bees, mosquitoes, so you're a chayev, the Rebbe Meir. Anything that is normally trapped, then you're chayev, but if it's not normally trapped, then you are a potter. So Mustama, they would agree that the grasshoppers, which people trap for eating, right, as Rashi says over here, but mino nitzo is something that's normally trapped, like the chagavim and the gazim, the two types of grasshoppers that are normally trapped, you'll be chayev, but for the bees and the mosquitoes, those are not normally trapped, they're usually, I guess, killed or just left alone, so then you're going to be potter. Tani Yach, we learned in another brisa, hatzad chagavim bishas atal, potter. If you trap grasshoppers when there's dew on the ground, you are potter. Fascinating, Rashi says, because inayim mis avros, because they're blinded by the tal, it's as if they're already trapped. So therefore, you are potter. Okay. Bishas ha-sharav, but when there's a heat wave, so then you're going to be chayv. Okay. Elazar ben Mahavai Omer, im hayu mekalchos ubos, if there was a swarm, a lot of them coming, as Rashi says, they are harbe bi'achachim mizumanos lekach, they are all ready to be taken, because they're not going anywhere, they're just an infestation of grasshoppers, then you're going to be potter. So Ibarluhu, they asked the question, Elazar ben Mahavoy, a reisha koi or a seifa koi? Is Elazar ben Mahavoy going on the reisha, which says that when they're blinded and there's dew, they also have to be in a swarm? Or are they saying that when there's a heat wave, you'll be chayiv, but if there's a kula, if there are a lot of them, then you'll be potter. Toshma, bring you a proof. Atzad chagavim b'shas atal potter. B'shas ashrav chayev. Okay, Bryce says quotes are what Bryce we just learned. And Elazar ben Havoy Omer afilu b'shas ashrav. Even if it's really hot, where normally you'd be chayev, if there was a swarm, then you will be potter. So you see that he was going lekula. Okay, let's do just very quickly. Tzvi shenichnas labayis, we'll get to the next mission. A tzvi that goes into the house. V'nol echad b'fonov, and one person closes the door, chayiv. Nolu shnayim, if two people close the door, so that is, as we said, shnayim she'asu, two people do a malacha that one person could do, so then keturin, then they're going to be potter. Lo yachol echad linol, v'nolu shnayim, if one person couldn't lock the door by himself, but two people came along and did it, so then they're going to be chayovim, then they're going to be chayiv, Rabbi Shimon poter, Rabbi Shimon potters them, as you remember. Rabbi Shimon says that any malacha that two people do, they're going to be potter. That's the Gemara we learned in Hamatznia. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba Amar Shmuel. Just adds a little bit here. Hatzad Ari b'Shabbos. Someone traps a lion on Shabbos. Yikes. Right? Rashi says, Afilu tovso ein zo tzidaso. Kishakois mashchis v'holich. If you trap a lion on Shabbos, einu chayev, you're not chayev. Because Rashi says he's not really trapped. So he gets angry, he bites, and he gets out of there. Ad shiachnisenu l'gurzik yishalo. Until you bring it into a lion cage, right? Rashi says, bayis mishamer sh'osu lo kamin teva. A trap for a lion. Because a lion is not something... Again, we've seen that everything is really relative to the animal that you're trapping. You're only chayev for trapping a lion until you bring a lion cage, because otherwise the lion can get out, and he's not actually considered trapped. Okay, we'll do the Mishnah Ritz Hashem tomorrow, and we will be zocha to finish the parak. Have a great Shavuot Tov and a good Baruch.